We are often asked questions about a person finding themselves in a very uncomfortable situation. And then they ask, how come I'm in this situation? We had a question from a woman in Israel recently, and what was very lovely about her question was there was no blame in it. She was stating the circumstances and what was going on with somebody else that was unpleasant for her, but no blame. This is the pathway, the gate, out of the situation, not having blame. You see, blame, resentment, hooks you into the situation. You get tied up with the other person. What I assume, although I don't know it, what I assume in any situation is this is not a coincidence. There's more to this situation than I'm recognizing. So, just as a hypothesis, not knowing whether it's true or not, what is in this situation for me? What is it showing me? What's it bringing to me, presenting to me? And to look at every possible aspect from your own side. How did I bring this in? What is it showing me? What is it helping me to see? So whether it's true or not, that's a perspective I take. What is in this situation? And then I let it float around with me all the time, feeling, sensing, watching when the body contracts a little. There's usually a message there, avoiding, holding. And when it eases up and goes easier, I let something flow through. Another aspect of the situation is not only what did I do to get myself here, but what am I doing to keep myself here? I would say reality is closer to magic than it is to what we call logic. We have had people in a group who've had resentment against their, let's say, their mother, worked through it in the group so they've let it go. In fact, turned around to feeling grateful. And in the break time, the mother has phoned them to say, I've had this realization. You see, we're all interconnected way, way beyond what we've been told or can even imagine. We're interconnected. Everybody is connected to everybody and everything else. Whatever happens anywhere is affecting us in every moment. And when it's somebody that's strongly connected with us, it connects with us very strongly. So the thing to look at is, what am I doing to perpetuate this situation? Am I looking for an outcome that I want? Do I want this other person to apologize or admit or... Because anything you want from the other is a hook and keeps you both hooked into each other. So we read over and over and over, especially women who are in physically abusive relationships, and they stay there. Either they don't report it to the police, or if it is reported by a neighbor, they deny it. It's not logical. Now that's an extreme case, but take a look in your life at anything that isn't comfortable for you, that isn't working out the way you want. And if you take a look, you'll find you've got an expectation somewhere that is perpetuating that situation. Now, the more awake you are, the more conscious you are, the more subtle are these situations. As your consciousness expands, you need to keep expanding as well with your awareness, because everything gets more and more subtle. And just because it's subtle doesn't mean to say it's any less influential, any less strong. It is. So So you have to be more finely tuned, more sensitive. What am I holding on to here? What am I trying to get out of this situation? And there's no need to look there intellectually or even at details. It's a sense. It's a feeling. Tuning in. And usually you'll find you're trying to get something out of it in some sort of way. Here's another aspect. Don't take this too seriously, but I think it needs to be mentioned. Whatever situation we're in, we're at least 50% responsible for being in that situation. If it's an unpleasant situation, we contributed towards that in some way. Often we get attracted to somebody and there's something there we want and we overlook the things that are not so pleasant. We actually shield them out. The mind can do that. The mind can go blind to certain things. Usually when we look at somebody, we don't see them at all. We project our idea. Now when I say project, I mean materially project. Different people see different people in different ways. We project our reality onto people and situations. Now, once you're in a situation, there's nothing to do. There you are, except take responsibility. So often we hear of people, well, I forgave my parents. That's very silly. You can never repay your parents for what they've given to you. Never. Because they gave you life. Plus, you tend to think what unpleasant people they are and you forget what an unpleasant child you were. And the energy it takes to bring up even a wonderful child. So to forgive, one thing. And then, until you reach gratefulness. When I say reach gratefulness, I'm saying any situation whatsoever. Every situation in your life is what you need, is what you've brought to you. In a way, what you have created. So stop and be with it. What's the contraction? What's the againstness? What's the resentment? Watch it. And the anger, just keep watching. Let it go. And say, what's really going on here? But you've got to slow right down. You've got to expand and open. And as you do, it'll feel worse. And then what you really don't want to see, which is why your brain keeps hiding it from you, you are at least 50% responsible for that situation. At least. Nothing is ever 100%. Even if it's 1%, go for the 1%. And again, to lighten up. As light as you can possibly get. Because, and I know if you haven't had this experience, it's hard to connect with. But you see, this is a temporary school. Thou art that. You are whatever, the source, divine. Not part of it, you are that. And, for some situation, reason we don't need to know, we've decided to take this form in this space at this time. And it doesn't matter how we got here, what we came for. The fact is, we're here. And to keep trying to deny and avoid, it's just ridiculous. You're here, and whatever comes to you has come to you because that's what you need to experience. And you had to forget that to come here. If you came here remembering why you came, it would all be such a laugh, you wouldn't do anything. Some children do remember their past lives. And that has been documented many times. That they say, you are not my parents. My parents live in such and such a place. They go to the house and they can describe what's in every drawer. And that isn't describable by science. And it does seem to be, as much as anything is, a fact. We came here, we're here. What's the most we can experience in this situation? What we're talking about is very simple word. Yes. Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm feeling this. Yes, this is happening to me. Yes. As soon as you say no, you poison yourself. Literally, you put chemicals in your system. Incidentally, you're also poisoning everybody around you and the whole of the universe, but that's their thing to deal with. Yes. And if it's a no, yes to the no. Keep coming back to include. I know, again, when you're in an uncomfortable situation, it's really hard to connect with. But the way I see it is, we are all blessed. Whatever we do, whatever we don't do, we're blessed. The thing is, the more open we are, the more expanded we are, the less we are concentrating on ourselves, include ourselves, but looking out to others. What can you share? What can you contribute? And this brings balance. We take so much. We've been given so much, and we give so little back. We're out of balance. So our system gets disturbed. The balance is looking at what you can contribute. Put back. Balance. And then you'll start to feel it. Blessed. It's almost, before you've even thought about something you need, it's there. And then are you big enough to expand to take that? People don't like being blamed. They resist it. But most people don't like being praised either. They resist it. Open up. Yes.